Who are these peacemakers? Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Is Jesus referring here to the political pacifist, the one who says, well, no conflicts may be resolved between men and between nations by the use of force? Is that what Jesus is referring to? Is Jesus referring here to those who are recognized in this world as peacemakers, people who receive the Nobel Peace Prize? Is that what Jesus is talking about when he says, blessed are the peacemakers? Does he refer to community activists and workers who bring peace into a community and rest and restore people and fix problems in a community? And I ask those questions as we begin because that is a common understanding of this beatitude. That's the way it's understood by many today. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, the prophet says that their swords and their spears will be beat into plowshares. And you know that that's become a famous slogan of the United Nations along with this beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers. But that, we should say at the beginning, is not what Jesus is talking about when he says, blessed are the peacemakers. He's not referring to the great promoters of peace, civil peace, in this world. And we'll see why in just a little while. This is not international peace, but Jesus is talking about peace on a personal level between people. And Jesus is talking about a spiritual characteristic of the citizens of the kingdom of heaven, something that describes who these citizens of the kingdom are, who Christians are, who believers are internally in their heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. So what is a peacemaker? Well, first of all, and this is the foundation, a peacemaker is one who himself has been brought into a relationship of peace with God. The Bible teaches that there can be no peace to the wicked. And that's a universal, absolute statement in the Scriptures. No peace at any level to the wicked. And that explains really the failure of so many attempts at peace in this world. It never lasts. And the prophet also speaks against the false prophets in the Old Testament and the leaders of an apostate nation who say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Because something fundamental is ignored, and that's the relationship of the sinner to God. There can be no peace apart from peace with God. And this is the peace that comes through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the peace that comes through the forgiveness of sins. This is the peace that comes through God's accounting us as righteous, as acceptable in His sight. Justification. Romans 5 verse 1, therefore being justified with God, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where we must begin this morning to understand what a peacemaker is. He's one who knows the grace of God towards him. He's one who knows the work of God's grace in his heart. He's one who, according to the earlier Beatitudes here, knows his spiritual poverty, poor in spirit, knows the debt of his sin and mourns over it before God, knows that he needs a righteousness which is not his own, and he hungers and thirsts after the righteousness of God that is in Jesus Christ. He's one who believes in Jesus Christ and finds all his righteousness there, and that one knows peace and is at peace
with God.